Is this the original or the P. Diddy version? This is P. Diddy and Mace. No, it's the original. Nice. Can tell when it first comes on because he sounds the exact same beat. He doesn't really change it or anything.
P. Diddy has a lot of those.
He did a lot of those. But yeah. No? Is this actually a later version too?
Yeah, Ice Cube had two versions.
Ice Cube had two versions too, and then P. Diddy and Mace had a version of this
they
too,
did.
Right? Yeah, I
like the Ice Cube one.
Yeah, Ice Cube is better. The original is actually not bad considering the time. Right? Don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like that Bucky Godbold laugh.
Because they don't like basketball here, Coach. So.
It never gets old.
Because they don't like basketball here, Coach. So.
That's great.
You know what's funny? You couldn't even tell the difference of me joining in on that and what he was doing.
Oh, no, it is. I think you were doing a great impression. It sounded right on the money. Way back Rap Wednesday, old school hip hop hum day, having some fun right here on the Triple Option with RBKD. You can watch the Triple Option. You can watch any of the shows. Go to hornfm.com and you should see a link there and you can tap into the Twitch stream. If you were watching earlier today, you saw us get some puppy therapy, some puppy love. KD showed you. It was a pug.
Pug.
Man, Ribby, I don't even like pugs. Pugs are so ugly, they're cute. And that thing was just ridiculously
cute. Precious.
It was. I mean, puppies just turn you into a different person.
They do.
Everybody's got a puppy voice. They speak to the puppy. And you don't talk to your puppy in a regular voice. You go, you got to take it up a couple of notches.
Come here, little weepy, weepy.
You don't talk to babies or puppies in your regular voice.
No.
You have to have a puppy baby voice.
I like when you catch...
No, KD, BK, you don't do this?
I hate doing that.
But you do it, though.
Very rarely.
Everybody does.
That's also why BK can't be in a relationship.
I make a conscious effort to not do that because I hate it when other people do that.
Can you, Snookums?
Yeah, the nicknames and the raising the voice Pookie five man. Octaves. It's like, can we stop here?
I love when you catch a couple doing that and they don't realize maybe there's someone else is around. It's like,
this is true. Yeah.
Come on, Buttercup. You woman?
No, I think I did it with that puppy in front of Janet. I think I couldn't help myself. She showed
me. I was doing
like,
it here on the air.
So cute. Like, yeah, but then, yeah, no, can't do it. Can't help it. I don't want to do that. I'm a man. But every time I see a puppy,
I'm a man.
Got to speak like that.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Gary Cole is also a man, grown man, and as a grown man, all right, he can he can stand up for himself when he's asked about allegations of misconduct and cheating.
So, have you ever heard Gary Cole talk? You would have because you're an Astros.
Yeah, exactly. A couple of times. But he wasn't. He's not a guy. I mean, there are a lot of media darlings that were with the Astros. A bunch of those guys. They love the media. Love to get out in front of the media.
Correa.
Correa, all those guys. He wasn't one of those guys that liked to be a part of the media. God, they should do all these kind of media tours. They do all these little silly things, pranks and stuff like that. I never saw Gerrit Cole in on any of that type of extracurricular activity. Seems to be about his business.
His voice does not match his size or his stuff. BK, you would think he's a 5'8", 160-pound lefty who's throwing screwballs and breaking balls.
I would think he's an accountant.
You're right. You wouldn't even think he's playing ball.
Accountant?
I don't think Garrett Cole's very smart, so maybe not an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a question of the man's intellect?
I am going to question his intellect. Wow. And he also has the Eli Manning dumb face.
Oh, the dumb face. Okay.
He does have
that. He's got one of those?
But maybe it's just he's not that well spoken, and some people don't like speaking to the media, and it makes them nervous and uncomfortable. Maybe that's what it is. But
I was late on that joke. I don't know. Eli Manning does have that face.
No, that was a great. Gosh. No, it is. BK's been saying that for a while though. Yeah. And he's around the money. He has something that face that just somehow.
And I don't think Eli's dumb.
He's not dumb, but he does have a face that makes you question
he
the
looks
intellect.
So
and it's
dumb.
Yeah, he's not dumb at all.
It's become an internet meme. The Manning face. Yeah, Gerrit Cole was asked, so I'm sure you guys have talked about this a little bit this week. This has become a big story surrounding Major League Baseball, and it continues to grow seemingly by the day. But pitchers are being accused of using, we'll call them foreign substances.
Spider tech.
But they're using them more than they ever did before.
Yes.
More pitchers are using more substances than ever before. They're being very, very liberal.
And we've talked about it on this show, how pitchers are more dominant now than they ever have been, right?
Yep.
Batting average is at an all-time low. The strikeout rate is at an all-time high.
Spin rates are at an all-time high.
Spin rates at an all-time high. Like, it's just impossible to be a hitter right now because pitchers are so dominant. Well,
yeah,
we're starting to realize how and why pitchers have become so dominant, and a lot of it has to do with these substances.
And quickly, there's things that pitchers used to stay away from. You never elevated fastballs. Now, you may 0-2, but that thing's got to be elevated. There are guys now pitching in the strike zone at the top level of the strike zone, and that's okay. And I think a lot of that has to do with the spin rate. Well, how are they getting that, BK?
Yeah, and it's through these substances. And one of the brands of sticky substances, it's kind of like a glue-like substance that pitchers are putting on their hands.
Is this stuff homemade? Like, they're making this, these concoctions.
Some of it's homemade, but there are also brands that aren't used. They aren't meant to be used for baseball. They're just meant to be used for other things.
For like gripping.
As a glue to help you grip stuff.
Industrial stuff.
The homemade one was the Angels. Boy, the Angels, they're a pharmaceutical company. They're Oshman's or Dick's Sporting Goods. They're doing everything but winning.
Yeah, they're in the outfield.
Well, that done. Too.
They were in the infield at one point.
Yeah,
good not as good
there.
Sequel.
Yeah,
that's well done.
But so one of the brands is called Spider Tech, and that is a name that if you keep up with Major League Baseball, you've probably heard that a lot over the last couple of days because that is one of the more popular sticky substances that pitchers have been linked to in recent history. So after a recent Yankees game, Gerrit Cole was sitting down with the media. And he was asked point blank if he had ever used Spider Tech. We've got the question from a member of the New York media and also Gerrit Cole's incredibly uncomfortable answer. Here it is.
And have you ever used Spider Tech while pitching?
I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest. I mean, there are customs and practices that have been passed down from older players to younger players, from the last generation of players to this generation of players. And, I think there are some things that are certainly out of bounds in that regard. And I've stood pretty firm in terms of that, in terms of the communication between our peers and whatnot. I mentioned earlier, this is important to a lot of people that love the game. And this is including the players in this room, including fans, including, teams. And so if MLB wants to, legislate some more stuff, that's a conversation that we can have, because ultimately we should all be pulling in the same direction on this.
There's Gerrit Cole giving what I think is the worst answer to a sports interview question ever.
Oh, you think it's the worst ever? Yeah. I actually thought that, look, it's brutal.
To a sports interview?
So there is no getting away from that, and he's not comfortable in those situations.
No, but you have to be expecting that question, don't you?
So I blame the Yankees PR as much as I blame anyone, and the fact that you trot him out there knowing this question is going to come, especially getting lit up against Tampa Bay the last outing. I think he's got to start tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when the last week, Rod, you brought it up,
Buster only
thing about the three examples of guys in dugouts that got baseballs. And look, it's out of control.
Yeah.
So what he's talking about right there is, look, this is a practice. This is one of those gray areas in baseball. It's brutal. It's maybe top three. Maybe it is the worst, BK. But I almost felt like he started to actually get into it a little bit towards the end. But it's awful.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
He's a cheater.
He was an Astro.
I think we kind of knew that.
I don't know if he comes back to the Astros. Yeah. He's a Yankee. They cheat, too.
They do.
They got caught
using technology to cheat before the Astros.
There's only one team that's won a World Series without cheating.
That's the Cubs.
That's the Cubs. Of course. I'm sure they were doing something. I'm sure something was going on.
Yeah, for the Cubs to break that curse.
Yeah, exactly.
They were doing something way more egregious than the Astros were doing. That's horrible. I mean, you have to know. Yeah, you can blame the Yankees PR team.
He's got to be ready for that.
It's a grown man.
He's got to be ready for that. But you also know it's Garrett Cole.
I know it was that bad. That pause at the beginning.
Yeah, let's play that again.
So BK did not alter that at all.
No.
This is not extending it. That was
painful.
And looking at it, it's tough.
Just plead the fifth. You should literally just say, I plead the fifth, guys.
He started to,
everybody would know. Everybody knows what you're saying. They're like, okay, you used it. You don't want to talk about it.
Garrett Cole's response, at least the start of his response,
it's brutal.
It's like a 16-year-old being confronted by his dad.
That's exactly what it is.
Hey, Garrett, why are your showers taking so long now?
Oh.
How come we don't have any hot water in the house?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Wow.
I mean,
dude, that's so bad.
Wow.
You borrow your parents' car and you come home and there's a dent in the front of the car. What happened?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honey, why do you have lipstick on your collar?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
So bad. It's really bad.
It's brutal, man.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But hey, because what's happening, and you gotta check me, KD, because I'm a little confused too. Are these substances against the rules or not?
Yes, technically they are.
In the rule book, it's in an actual rule book, not an unwritten rule, actual rule book, it says you cannot use foreign substances on the ball.
Yes.
And yet it's accepted.
It's been accepted for a long time.
Everybody's using foreign substances on the ball.
What did I tell you? I may hit 71 or 72 on my way home, right?
Yeah.
If I'm hitting 130 out here, I need to be thrown in jail.
And there was an article.
But a cop may see me go 71 and go, that's six. It's the whole judge thing, there's someone ahead of him going 74. We're good.
There was an ESPN article that talked about this, kind of how this rule, I guess, it's unwritten rule, is being abused. And it gave a couple of instances where a ball like went into a dugout or a ball went into an opposing dugout to another team. It said one ball made its way into an NL dugout last week where players took turns touching a palm to the sticky material coating it and lifting the baseball with their palm outstretched.
Like a magic act.
Yeah, without ever putting their fingers on the actual ball, and it stuck to their palm. Another one corralled in a different NL dugout had a clear enough fingerprint indented into the goo that opponents could mimic the pitcher's grip. And they said a third one, also in an NL dugout, was so sticky that when an opponent tried to pull the glue off, 3 inches of seams came off with it.
Mm.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about them slathering this stuff gratuitously over the ball, and they're going way not just to get grip so they can control it.
Right.
They're trying to get an advantage now.
So there are some hitters, because the velocities have gone up so much, and I've mentioned this, that they actually don't mind a little bit of grip because you're throwing 99. Yeah. I want
to
live.
I don't want
this going at my head. But as BK kind of said, well, with the spin rates, look, guys should not. Baseball is not set up for most guys to try and pitch to the top of the strike zone. Those were mistakes back in the day. If you're 0-2 and you're elevating and you're messing with eye angles and eye levels and you want to throw it really up high, then go for it. But the fact that this is becoming kind of how people pitch now tells me that these substances have gone too far.
Isn't it baseball's fault for changing a freaking ball multiple times?
A little bit.
Right? They changed it twice now, right?
And here's the thing. They changed it. What does every sport try and do with legislation? I talk about it all the time. Who do they change it for? Do they change it for U-Rod on defense?
No.
Well, they change it for offense.
Yeah.
NFL does. NBA does. Major League Baseball does. So, BK, we know the seams were getting a little tougher to actually get in there and to spin breaking balls because they don't want seams because that's resistance and they want the ball to carry.
Apparently, we don't have to make any wholesale changes to Major League Baseball to improve the sport. All we have to do is get rid of these foreign substances.
Yeah.
And the hitters will have more of a chance.
Right.
Maybe.
We can get back to home runs and offense.
Well, hopefully not three outcomes, which is what we get.
Right, which is what we've gotten way too much. And I've said it a lot, guys. Baseball and pro sports leagues, they don't care about cheating. They care about the perception of cheating.
No doubt.
So when the Yankees and Red Sox got that little slap on the wrist a few years ago, the year the Astros won the World Series, it didn't become a national story. So, hey, here's a little fine. Stop doing that, please.
Yep.
When it becomes a national story, an international story like it did for the Strohs, oh, my God, we got to punish them. We got to make an example of them. We don't like cheating.
Right.
Same thing with the foreign substance. They've let this go for a long time. They know about this.
Yep.
But now that it's becoming a national story, all of a sudden umpires are going to start checking pitchers throughout the course of games because now the general public, the diehard baseball fans, the seam heads know that cheating goes on in baseball, but the casual fan can't know. Now the casual fan knows again. They knew it with the Astros scandal. They know it now. So now they're doing something. That's what's going on here. I do want to play this, if I may.
Yeah, quickly.
Go ahead.
So you know who Garrett Cole's brother-in-law is, which makes this even weirder? And BK is such a seam head. He knows. So, Rod, his brother-in-law is an offensive player, Brandon Crawford.
Okay.
Can you imagine, like, just the discussions there? You know what I mean? Like,
So
let's say your brother-in-law was a wide receiver, and you guys are at Thanksgiving, and it's like, man, this whole, you know, everything is built for you.
Yeah.
Right? Everything is made for you and not for my side of the ball.
Yeah. You know those guys. Like you said, this has been going on forever, so they don't even really talk about it that
often. No, they don't.
This is the way business is done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I want to play this. This is from The Fan in New York, one of the most, if not the most, legendary sports radio stations in the country. And they're talking about this. The audio from Garrett Cole, and I think their reaction is pretty priceless. Like Yankee fans, New York sports fans will do whatever they can to defend their team, and they're even calling out Garrett Cole for the way he handled this. This is pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a poor answer.
He should have just said yes. Have you ever used Spider Tap or whatever this substance, I guess it's a brand name for it, I suppose, of whatever this crap is that these guys are using? Can you play the beginning of that again?
Dude, he must have paused for 8 seconds. Count it like the Giannis
clock. It's not eight, but have you ever used the substance? Go.
And have you ever used Spider Tap while pitching?
Three.
I don't.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
I don't know.
Nine.
I don't know if.
Ten.
I don't quite know how to answer that.
How do you not know how to answer it?
Have you ever used Spider Tap? I don't know how to answer that.
It's either you did or you didn't.
Yeah.
You just answered.
And by the way, Craig, he then blamed the past generation and said there's a lot of things that have been passed down from one generation to another.
Garrett Cole's a cheater.
There you go. Some audio from The Fan.
that brought me back from living there.
They're funny.
That's so New York.
Yeah, but he's telling the truth, though. It is passed down. He's trying to tell you that they've been cheating forever, guys.
So
this is something that's been going on for 70, 80 years. I learned how to cheat from the guy that taught me baseball. And you know what? When I teach a young kid how to play baseball, I'm going to teach him how to cheat.
Right.
That's reality. They didn't want to hear that, but that's what he was trying to say. He did have a bad answer to start off with. I agree. That was terrible. He should have just...
So
laid it out there.
One of the things I love about baseball, and one of the things I think is actually been a good thing for baseball, is it polices itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all of a sudden you don't have suits legislating. But because of that, suits sometimes don't legislate enough.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely is any legislation in life proper. It's either too much or not enough, right?
Good point.
And so on this case, this is more like the SEC allowing anything to go on in business. Different SEC, although that could be a good example as well, allowing stuff just to go on and not intervening and saying, no, we're going to have some competitive balance here.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. I do not respect the SEC. I do not respect them.
Southeastern Conference.
Well done.
So who gave Securities Exchange.
Well done.
Whatever. Who gave the worst answer? Garrett Cole or Miss Teen South Carolina back in 07?
Recent poll. Have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much. So.
That's a worse answer.
Very much.
But
South
it's close.
South Africa thank and Iraq, everywhere, and such as.
Such as?
How do you thank her for that?
Was that was that Slater from Saved by the Bell? Was that him?
Mario Lopez.
Was that him?
It might have been. I think it was.
I think it's him.
It was back in 07.
Yeah, I think it's Mario Lopez. He's like, thank you for the answer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
By the way, Kelly Kapowski would have given a much better answer than that.
Yes, she would.
Dude, a newborn baby would have given a better answer than that.
By the way.
That pug that I had in here would have given a better answer.
You're right. Miss Teen South Carolina was worse. The worst sports-related answer to a tough question, honestly, is Jerry Sandusky.
Oh,
when he's asked, are you attracted to young boys? That is probably the worst answer in the history of sports.
That's just so disgusting and sick, too.
I agree. It was sick, but he wasn't ready for the question.
No.
He was like, dude, well, you're not, how you not, same thing with Gary Cole. How are you not ready for that question?
What did he say again? Did he say, what age?
It was Bob Costas, I know, that asked him. I think he repeats the question, and then Gold starts rambling. It's like, oh, no, just say no. You're not attracted to young boys, but I guess he couldn't say no because he was.
In fairness to Garrett Cole here, and
I'm sorry to make that Jerry Sandusky reference to Garrett Cole. Sorry, Garrett Cole, that's not it.
Oh, there goes dinner in 35 minutes.
No, Garrett Cole, no disrespect.
No. It was an awful answer. The one thing I'll give Garrett Cole is that, and this is where I also get on the Yankees PR team a little bit. Cole's obviously not good at this. He's not comfortable speaking. He's not. Not dumb, but he's not the sharpest guy in the world, or else he would have been able to handle that. But also, you can't say no, right?
You could say no.
Because it's going to come out. It's going to come out that he's been using.
Ryan Braun said he didn't use steroids. What happened? He's still in the league.
He's still in the league.
Yeah, people hate him. People are going to hate Garrett Cole regardless.
But he's a fraud.
Yeah, well, Garrett Cole is going to be viewed as a fraud regardless. No. Yeah. If he said yes,
he's
a fraud.
Totally disagree.
He can't say yes because
he can't say yes.
He can't say yes because if he does, contractually, I believe they can come after him.
He can't say yes and he can't say no.
But you say yes, I believe you basically admit you cheated.
Well, no's better than that. No is better what he did, and no is better than yes.
Yeah,
it is right now. No. It's probably not in 2 weeks, though, whenever there's more stuff that comes out.
The fifth. All right?
Pleading the fifth is...
But pleading the fifth, the whole point of pleading the fifth is you don't incriminate yourself, though. If he says yes, he incriminates himself. If he says no, he's lying. Plead the fifth. That's why they got it out there. Plead the fifth.
Look, there was a better answer than that. I just don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
4, 5, 5th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th.
Garrett Cole with the gem. One of, if not the worst,
unbelievable
sports interview answers of all time.
Did you have any others?
Sergio Dipp was the other one I was going to get to.
Oh,
not really an interview, but because
guy?
He was a sideline guy.
So
Sergio
good.
Dipp. I'll call it an interview answer because the guys in the booth asked Sergio Dipp how he's doing. And
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is having the time of his life.
Who? What? I don't remember that. Who is that?
You don't remember that? No. Oh, dude, it went so viral.
No.
I felt bad for him because people were making fun of him, and I was just like,
he just got a sideline guy?
He was so hype, yeah.
He was talking about Vance Bedford?
No, Joseph. Vance Joseph.
Well, obviously, when you said Colorado quarterback, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
Wow.
It was Monday Night Football.
Of his life.
Sergio Dipp is the guy's name, and he was like an ESPN Deportes reporter, and they just gave him the opportunity to be the sideline guy. It was the first Monday Night Football week of the season, and you know how they have the doubleheader?
Yep.
So he was on the late game.
Oh, okay.
And that was his one game.
I never heard that.
Well, you never heard from him again.
Yeah.
I hope he's still working on ESPN Deportes.
Sure.
Yeah. They never gave him another shot, though.
No.
My God.
They should have kicked him out during the game. That's terrible.
Rod, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone.
It's not for Sergio.
Hey, BK, what's coming up next on the BK Lounge?
Hey, BK, what's coming up next?
I don't. I don't know. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
I do know how to answer that, to be honest. We've got a sports take that nobody should disagree with, plus some more hilarious audio. And did the Texans really give this as their reason for drafting Davis Mills? That's next.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
All the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it.
In 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. As long as you want, you know. June 9th.
Nice.
20 and 21 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Yes, it is 6-9 day.
Nice.
Celebrate that how you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we've got a couple of audio things to hit here, and then I've got a sports take that nobody is going to disagree with.
All right.
I've never said that about any of my takes, but I've got one that nobody is going to disagree with, and if you do, you're wrong.
Okay. All right.
And you should agree with it.
I like the way you set that up.
But first, last night it was announced that Nikola Jokic was the NBA's most valuable player for the 2020-2021 season. Not a huge surprise. He edged out Joel Embiid and Steph Curry to win the award. It's the first MVP award for the Joker. We've got audio from back in the 2014 NBA draft, where Nikola Jokic was drafted 41st overall by the Denver Nuggets. You guys know in sports drafts, whether it's the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, like the further along you get in the draft, the less draft pick announcements are shown live on television.
Yeah, they're talking through your draft pick.
Like, you get you get to day three of the NFL draft. Yeah. Like when Sam Ellinger was drafted this year, there was a commercial playing. Mm-hmm. And you saw on the bottom of the screen, Colts select Sam Ellinger. Well, here's the audio.
And for the NFL Network, you know what it was at that time? It was Rich doing his run.
Oh, really?
And thanking people. And I'm like, hey, Eisen, that's a really awesome thing you're doing. It's for charity.
Come on, get to say it.
I know. Can we talk about the draft picks, please? It's the draft.
Please.
We need this. Well, Nikola Jokic, a second-round pick. There are only two rounds in the NBA draft. Here is the audio from ESPN on draft night in 2014 when MVP Nikola Jokic was drafted.
Two things you only dreamed would come together. A delicious cheesy quesadilla wrapped around a beefy burrito. The new quesarito from Taco Bell.
Yes!
The quesarito.
Of course.
There's a Taco Bell ad playing, and on the bottom of the screen on ESPN, it says Nuggets draft Nikola Jokic. So we found out why he's become such a good player in the NBA.
Taco Bell.
Because there was a Taco Bell ad playing when he
How
was
selected.
How does
he not have a Taco Bell endorsement already?
He should.
He looks like he eats some Taco Bell.
Come on.
He jumps like he eats some Taco Bell.
He does not look athletic at all.
No, you can't get a dollar
underneath
his
shoe. He's got that old man game, dog.
He does.
I like that old man game.
He's like Luka on steroids when it comes to a guy you wouldn't expect a lot from, yet he's dominant. He's the most dominant player on the floor every time he's out there. A great season, but I thought that was hilarious that guy, a guy that good, potential Hall of Famer, his draft pick announcement was actually a Taco Bell commercial instead of a draft pick announcement.
That's hilarious. But both those guys are reminders to kids that are playing ball out there that offensively, you control your own pace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You good dictate point. What's going on
Make
here.
Them play your style.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about this? So here's the sports take that nobody can disagree with. There's something that I really miss in golf. I've been watching a lot of golf lately, and there's a bit that used to be a real thing, and it was also a thing that was shown in Happy Gilmore. I miss the big checks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
We need to bring back the big checks. When somebody wins a PGA Tour event or any sporting event and they are collecting a purse, we need a big check presentation. That was actually a thing on the PGA Tour. I remember growing up seeing a guy get the trophy and then getting a big check and walking away with it.
Yeah.
And then throughout Happy Gilmore, you would see Happy and Shooter McGavin collecting these big checks throughout the course of the movie. Like the back of Happy's car was just filled with these big-ass checks.
I remember
checks.
That, yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know why that went away. Maybe I'm just not noticing it, or maybe the TV broadcasts aren't showing it as much. But for individual sports where a purse is involved, we need to bring back the big check. Like, I'm going to talk to management here and see if I can get paid with big checks. I don't care. Direct deposit's way more convenient. I don't care. I want the big check. That needs to become a thing again in sports and maybe in life, too.
What if to pay for the big check, they take something out of your check? Would you still be down for
if
that?
If it's a couple of bucks, that's fine.
Okay.
It costs like $150, like $200
for the
big
checks. For the big check?
No. They're expensive.
Yeah, $150? That's twice my salary already, so.
Do you remember
Office when Michael Scott wants the big check?
Yeah.
And then they're like, we looked up the big check, and it actually costs more to get the big check than you actually are donating.
Oh, we're saying that's true? Do we think that's really true?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying. I think you ever know somebody who bought a big check before? It's probably a way. Does the bank take big checks? Would the bank take your big check?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't take it. It doesn't take that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it does.
I'm going to look up the cost of big checks now. Now you got me curious. I'll get back to
you. You're the bank robber guy. You should know that.
Yeah. All right. You guys agree with me like that? No one's against the big check, right?
Totally with you. Totally.
Oh, you're right. They're pretty cheap. You can buy one from Amazon right now. Giant fake presentation check for $30.
Okay.
There you go.
I give up 30 bucks for big
oversized
check.
Big check. Yeah, 30 bucks.
I think everybody would, right?
Thanks, Jeff Bezos.
That's a bulletproof take.
Didn't Ricky Henderson like keep a big check, or did he just keep a regular check on his wall?
Ricky Henderson had $1 million regular check framed on his wall that he never cashed.
And the team hit him up and said, hey, Ricky, what about
that? Hey, man, we're like plus $1 million here. And he's like, oh, man, I framed that.
Why didn't he make a copy?
Bro, I framed that.
Because Ricky's Ricky.
It's a great story.
I never heard Ricky that story.
The best Ricky story ever was the John Olerud one, which apparently isn't true, but still would have been great. You guys remember that one?
No. I don't. Was it something to do with the hard hat?
It was the hard hat, and that the rumor was that Ricky, when they were on the Mets together, came up to him and said, hey, man, you know, I played with a dude back in Toronto who wore a hat like that. And John said, Ricky, that was me.
It's not even true, but it's still good.
You like my Ricky impression, BK?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great. I always love hearing that story. All right, one more quick piece of audio. This will tick Texans fans off. Sorry, Rod B.
No.
That there hasn't been enough over the last year and a half to tick Texans fans off. So the Texans are doing this social media series called Building the Texans, and they keep releasing these lengthy videos just about their offseason, which has not been good. And they released episode 4 over the weekend, and it talks about the NFL draft. Well, you get the Texans assistant director of player personnel interviewed. You get everybody interviewed, David Coley, the head coach, Nick Caserio, all of those guys speak, and you get some audio from the draft picks as well. But Matt Bazergin is the assistant director of player personnel for the Texans. And he's
Vesgersian?
Not Vesgersian. No, not the MLB Network guy or ESPN Sunday Night Baseball broadcaster. I know Santa Maria's here.
Good call.
Matt Bazergin is talking about Davis Mills, and he's explaining why the Texans fell in love with Davis Mills and why they ultimately used their first pick, their third-round pick, to draft the quarterback out of Stanford.
Davis Mills' pro day. It was a steady rain that day. Davis showed a lot of composure, threw the ball pretty well. He's a very natural thrower. He handled the elements well that day as far as his accuracy and putting the ball on his receivers pretty well.
They really liked how he handled the elements.
The rain?
They liked how he throws in the rain.
They play in a dome.
They play in a retractable roof stadium where the roof is never open. The Colts in their division play in a dome, so more than half of the Texans games every year are going to be inside, yet you've got your assistant director of player personnel saying they fell in love with him because he could throw in the rain.
We mocked the Bills when that's all we heard about Josh Allen, and we do know that makes sense there. Now, Allen's been better for different reasons, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, and then I heard there was, you sent this out to BK, that they really like Kellen Mond.
Yes.
Kellen Mond went before.
They went one pick before Minnesota.
Them. So I wonder if that's all BS and coach speak, and they really just wanted Kellen Mond and thought he would fall to them.
Sometimes you can say too much.
Mm-hmm. Or not enough, Garrett Cole.
Yeah, or not enough, Garrett Cole.
Or nothing at all.
I mean, we all talked about it. Like, that draft pick didn't make any sense to me.
And that's probably why.
And now you say this, you drafted him because you liked how he threw in the elements when you play in a retractable roof stadium that's always closed. That's bad right there, man.
It is bad.
Showed composure. I guess maybe that's the line. I mean, there's nothing there.
No, it's bad. So there you go. There's the BK Lounge.
Good stuff, BK.
A mix of
things. I like
that. I want to play this one more time just because it's awesome.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
So bad.
Painful.
It is.
It's painful.
He's got a hot wife, though. We've been looking at Amy during the break.
Good. Yeah, exactly. So. He should say, like, yeah, go home to my hot wife. Yeah. So yeah. Deal with it.
How do you like that, BK?
I don't change my stance on that being the worst sports interview answer ever. It's the Triple Option with RBKD. We'll tell you what's on tap and wrap up the show next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash you?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That's...
That is...
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Before we get out of here, we'll let you know what's on tap. Also encourage everyone, if you missed any part of any of the shows, please go to hornfm.com and you can go to the podcast page there and you can catch up with any of the shows you may have missed. All right, fellas, before we get out of here for the day officially, let's let the folks know what's on tap. BK, you up first because you hadn't been there for a while. What's on tap tonight, bro?
I
knew he's got more than that.
I don't know. I don't know if
it gets worse.
It's so long.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
It's so long.
I don't know how to answer that.
It's so long.
You got
man.
Nothing on tap?
No, I do. We've got more playoffs. I think my parents are in town. I should probably know if they are in town.
Shout out.
But I might be grabbing Jew Boy Burgers.
Oh.
With the fam.
Nice.
One of the best burger spots in the city.
Are you going to...
Is that brick and mortar yet?
It is.
Yeah, they have a brick and mortar. Do they still have the trailer, though?
Or they do not.
If they got rid of the trailer, they have the brick and mortar spot?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, there's something else super dank. How old am I? that replaced the Jew Boy Burger trailer on Burnett near 45th. I can't remember what it is. I haven't been there yet. I had a friend telling me about it. He was like, dude, it's awesome.
What genre of food is it? You remember?
Okay. I shouldn't have even
No, I know what it is because it's right next to a bike shop, and I need to take my bike.
I may stop by there. It's right near me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right across from the Sonic, like right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to
hit up the Sonic all the time.
Yeah, I'd go order from Jew Boy Burger. I'd run across the street, grab me a Sonic drink, and then roll back and pick up my food.
Nice.
That's the move.
I love the Sonic ice. I remember the ice back in the day.
Oh, Sonic's drinks are amazing.
Good ice.
What's the go-to?
Strawberry limeade slush.
Okay, that's what I was
going to
ask.
All day, every day.
You got to go to Sonic Guy KD.
Easy.
I went to the first Sonic when I was going to my nephew's wedding, and we were starving. It's the first Sonic I'd been to in probably 20 years. Durwood and Lucille used to love Sonic. We used to go there. It's good.
You're talking about the food.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't get a lot of food there.
It is what it is.
I get tater tots, and I usually get tater tots
tater
and a drink.
Tater tots are...
Yeah, I'll get tots and like a big, giant limeade slushy or something.
Yeah, but they're ice. God, they're
ice. Their ice is amazing.
Fantastic.
It's like Chick-fil-A ice.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's got good ice. Better food.
No, you can get free Chick-fil-A ice. Just get like a bag of ice from Chick-fil-A. That kind of ice. Like that.
Like you go there and they'll just give you free ice?
They have bags of ice, yeah. It depends on what secret menu they have, but it's one of their secret menu items.
Oh, I forgot about that. There's all these secret menus.
Yeah, BK is the one who knows about this.
Come on now.
Does the Schniz have secret menu?
The Schniz.
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not every Taco Bell even knows that they have a secret menu. That's the problem.
What?
Usually the employees know, and then only some customers know. For Taco Bell, more customers know than employees.
I bet that is the case. Yeah, that makes sense.
So. Yeah.
Is there anything on there? I mean, you love everything pretty much there.
What is my favorite thing?
On Taco Bell menu?
Yeah.
Especially the secret menu.
It's probably just tacos.
They like wrap. They combine a lot of stuff on the secret menu.
Oh, you mean on the secret menu. Uh-huh. Okay.
Enchirito Loco Dorito Taco.
Doritos Locos Taco. That was not a bad invention. Does that still exist? The Doritos Locos Taco?
It does. They got rid of the Cool Ranch ones, though.
What?
Only have the OG nacho cheese.
Oh,
okay. I
can see why Cool Ranch may be a little too much.
No, it's not. And I never had it, but I
regret it. Why are you so upset? I never had it.
Because I love Cool Ranch Doritos, and I always thought if I make that stop at a Taco Bell, I'm getting that.
I had both, and the original is way better than the Cool Ranch one.
Is it? Do you like Cool Ranch Doritos?
I do. Cool Ranch Doritos are better than the original.
Okay, all right.
But in terms of Doritos Locos Tacos, the shell of the original is better than the Cool Ranch
Salsa
shell.
Verde is great Doritos.
Wow, where'd that come from?
Great Doritos.
We're talking Doritos!
That's
a new flavor, too.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
There's no bad Dorito.
No.
Although the toasted corn, not toasted.
I think the original Doritos actually works.
Toasted corn, not toasted porn.
Toasted porn.
Toasted porn?
No,
what are you going to do? What's on tap for you?
Yeah, I guess we got it.
I said my family's in town.
It's 6-9 days.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we got basketball, Suns Nuggets, and hockey. Bruins Isles.
Okay.
That's what I got. Women's College World Series, game two. Rooting for Florida State because they're playing OU.
Did OU win the first one?
No, Florida State did.
Whey,
and they're up 2-1 in the third.
Knock them out.
Oh.
Give them that. Yeah.
Oh. Are we still allowed to do that? Am I about to get canceled?
Toasted
Ooh,
ball.
Maybe. Actually,
toasted
ball.
Toasted ball. Fight night coming up next. Also, sports guys. Talking wrestling. They're not going to be talking about the stuff we were just talking about. They're going to get to it and get to it quickly. That'll do it for us. Get to hornfm.com if you want to check out any of the shows. Get the Horn app. You got B&E. Get you started at 6 o'clock. And we got the lineup. The lineup's going to be back tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We're digital. This is the Horn for Rod. For BK, I'm Kevin. Peace, y'all.